Unclear when this parasha was said. Rashi says this parasha was said before Matan Torah. It's part of the events of Matan Torah and Yom Dalet. The Ramban and other Rishonim say that it's talking about afterwards. If it's talking about afterwards, there's a remarkable shinui between the two parashas. In the parasha before Matan Torah, it says Klal Yisrael answered Nasa. The parasha afterwards says Nasa v'Nishma. The Rav says that, the Brisk Rav and Chumash says that the second parasha, this parasha of Vel Moshe Amar, whether it happened before or afterwards, it's the parasha of Klal Yisrael undergoing Geirus. In other words, Maimed HaSinai had two dinim. There was the Nesinas HaTorah, and then there was Ma Vichem Nichnasu LeBris. It says, with Hazor, B'Tvila, B'Mila. So the Hazor is directly this Hazor over here. So you see that Tachlis, there are two Halakim of Matan Torah. The Matan Torah of Nesinas HaTorah happened already with the events in Yisroi. The Matan Torah of Klal Yisrael becoming Yisrael happened afterwards. That's what the Brisk Rav learns Pshat. No, at Betzim, it's independent, whichever Rishayin. If you learn it was before Matan Torah, learn after Matan Torah, it's a different maimed. Lamaisa, the difference in Klal Yisrael is here it says Nasa and here it says Nasa v'Nishma. So that means those two in Yonim of either Nesinas HaTorah, Achana for Nesinas HaTorah, or before Torah and after Torah, express themselves in a difference between Nasa and Nasa v'Nishma. That is the difference. So I'd like to understand what changed over here that this becomes Nasa v'Nishma. Let's take a look at the beginning of Mishpatim. In the beginning of Mishpatim, there's the Rashi that says, it says, Ve'la Mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Asher tasim lifneihem, Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that you have to give them time adava. The emes is, it's a lashon of a mechilta. And the mechilta's lashon is slightly different than Rashi says. It's the same point, but the mechilta brings in very strange havaminas here. I'd like to say the mechilta inside. The mechilta goes like this. It says, Rav Akiva Ima, Ve'ela Mishpatim, Loma Nema, what does it say Ve'ela Mishpatim? Lefishu Oime Dabo Bnei Yisrael V'mat Aleim, Ein Li Ela Pa Machas, Dabo Yisrael says once, Minayin Shanei Shalosh V'Reva Arba Ache Yilmedu, Talmud Leima V'lomdes Bnei Yisrael. So the first thing is we need, they should learn it, which is three or four times. Yochel Lemeidim V'lei Shainim, I would think they have to learn it without, I guess the word shenin is chazering in this case. Talmud loyma sima b'fihem. Yochol shenin v'lo yoydin. Talmud loyma ve'la mishpata v'goyme. So the havaminas get harder to understand. The first havamina that it would just be dibur, I understand. In other words, he hears it from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Torah Shabbik. Fine. The second, then he says that they have to be lemeidin. They have to learn it. You know, they have to understand it first time around. You have to teach them. So that's three or four times. Good. Yochel lemeidim v'lei shenin, that's already hard to understand what is lemeidim v'lei shenin. I'll assume that shenin means fluent, like vishinantum. Talmud lema sima b'fihem. So that's, it goes well with understanding. They should become very fluent in it. A shonun is somebody who's very sharp. So vishinantum shushnunim alpicha means you can instantly give it back. Yochol shenin v'lo yoydin, I would think that they're fluent but don't know it. What's the difference between lemeidim and yoydin? What's the difference? I mean, both of them are types of yediyas. Talmud leimer ve'la mishpatim v'goyma orchem lefen kashol ha'orach. That's the transition between yediyah and between Yediyah and Shainin is Orchem HaShulchan Aruch, Ke'inyan Shenema, like a pasuk that says, Ata HaReis Ladas. So in Ata HaReis Ladas, you have the final stage of of the learning process. What exactly? We don't have the word Haresa, we don't have the word Das over here. Where in Ve'ela Meshpatim Shatosim Ufneim do you have a remis that at Haresa L'Das? That is understanding here, what is the parasha of Shatosim Ufneim, the yichur over here of telling him the time and so on and so forth. There's a chazal, another very famous chazal. It says that the fact that Matan Torah is nestled in the parashas of Mishpatim, you have a parasha Mishpatim before, which is either Va'ata Techse of Yisroi, or it's the parasha of the Mara, where it says they gave him Mishpat, some Leichoyko Mishpat. It says over there that they gave a chelik al mishpat. One of those two is the zin lifnehem, and the other one that's dinim is ve'el mishpatim. That's after matan Torah. So the Chazal said, the Medrash Abba says, much like a matronisa who goes with zin lifaneh or zin lachreh, when a queen comes, they royalty visits. You have a guard in the front and a guard in the back. So the same way, Torah has a guard in the front and guardian in the back. The very pasuk pshat is that you have the parshas of Einshim over here, but it's not quite. In other words, Mishpatim or Mishpatim. You have the Mishpatim. In Mela, in Parshas Mishpatim, at least there's more detailed Einshim. You could say it means the Einshim. I mean, a lot of Mepharshim speak about the Einshim aspect of Torah. But that's not easy to learn like that because, the basics of Mishpatim is Dinei Mamon. It's not really the Inyanim of Oinshim as such. I mean, the Tzara Sadibis also have Oinshim. And beforehand, by Yisroi, not a mention of Oinshim, but Yisroi is talking about having Dinei Mamon. B'Shalach, I don't know what, it doesn't say anything, it just says Shem. So understanding what is the inyan of the zin lefaneh zin lachreh, in other words, in what sense is the mishpatim, if it's a guardian, in what sense is this a guardian of Torah? One more nekuda, which I think it's built on a tos olam, it says in Chazal, in Rashi here, and in a lot of different areas in halacha, that a person shouldn't think that the Mishpatim is given Misech Lenushi, but just like Torah was given Mishamayim, so to Mishpatim are given Mishamayim, and somebody's done in Dini Akum, the Rambam says that if somebody's Mimane, judges, Dayanim, that are not Kehoigin, even if they're very smart, even Chachamim, it's not good, after Chachamim, Chachmas HaTorah, all of those are very, very important in Yonim of that everything is Torah. But Lemaisa, so the Pasha Pshat people understand is that it's coming to protect the Inyan of Mishpat. In other words, the Tachlis of these Psukim is to tell me, the Tachlis of these Chazal is to tell me, don't think that you could get to Mishpat without Torah, but Torah also tells me about Mishpat as well. That's the general sense of it. So it's Ke'ilu, you need Torah in order to tell you Mishpat. Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Matan Torah is there in order to create Mishpat, and it's better Mishpat, and it's truer Mishpat, and so on and so forth. That's the thrust of the way people understand it. I think it's different. I think that Chazal here are telling us the other way around. The Mishpat is there to serve Torah, and that's the Nakuda we want to explore over here. There's a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says Me'or Enayim Yismach Lev, that when a person sees something, he becomes happy. His heart is glad. And Ushmur Toiva Tadash Netzin, and when you hear a Shmur Toiva, that tends to make the bone stronger, fuller, saturated. That's the lashon of pasuk Mishlei. Chazal Darshan, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says it, and Rabbeinu Bechai and Shmois, they both point out that this pasuk is telling me a maila in Chush HaShmiya. Rabbeinu Bechai speaks about it, very famous in Yonah, we've mentioned a few times, that Chersho Noislein Meikuloi, Shmiya, even though in the Welt, a Nayim is Nitpas first as more important, but there's a big mile in Shmiya over Re'iyah. So the Pasuk says that Shmua Toivis Tadashin Etzim, and that we don't find by Re'iyah, and the Rebbe Nebuchai points it out, Rebbe Yoina, that's the mile of Shmua Tova. The mile that's the Dashin Etzim. I'd like to understand the flip side of the Pasuk. Each Shmua Toivis Tadashin means it gives you, it nourishes you. That's the lashon of the pasuk. Tadash netzem, it means it makes you heavier. It makes the bones stronger. It's a lashon of giving you, filling you up. Chazal bring this pasuk by Titus that he said that you know he couldn't put his foot in anymore. He couldn't take it out because it's shmur tovet tadash netzem. So let's understand Shmiya and Re'iyah the way they are in the Sheirish and the Mokar, and then we'll understand what's the Indian over here. When we're talking about Shmiya, we obviously are not talking about listening firsthand to something. If I hear, if something makes a loud noise and I say it made a loud noise, that's not what would be called Shmiya in Dizinyanim. That's Re'iyah, meaning a firsthand experience is called Re'iyah. Even if you smell it, if I smell an odor of some sort, then that's called Re'iyah. I was toifis it. I felt it. I experienced it. Shmiya means testimony. I'm a kabel edus from somebody. Re'iyah means I personally experience it. So the two chushim mitzad the toichen, Shmiya means I'm a kabel edus. Re'iyah means I personally experienced it. The maila of Shmiya over Re'iyah is that a person can know an awful lot more by Kabbalah's Eidus than by personal experience. If a person is open to listening, so the person himself is 20 years old, there's a Zaken sitting who's 70 years old, and the Zaken tells him Shema b'ni Musa v'icha, and he gives him 70 years worth of experience, which this person will only know in 50 years from now. So mitzad, the ability to absorb solid, good information, or if let's say a laboratory has been working 50 years to try to figure out something, if I'm privy to the notes they have, I have 50 years of experience of what didn't work, and I can start with the holding. The famous lesson in the Rishonim always, Kinana salgabi anak, like a midget standing on the back of a giant. That's why you paskin like the Achron and not like the Rishon, because the Achron is already taken into account the Rishon Svarat. So the Maila of Shmua is that in terms of substance, in terms of real absolute knowledge, Shmia beats Re'iya anytime. What a person can know by getting Eidus Hashem Ne'mana Machkimas Pesi. So even the person who's not very bright on his own and can't figure things out, if he's mekabel divrei Torah the way they are, then he becomes a chacham because he has the chacham of Torah. That is the maila of Shmiya over Re'iyah. The flip side is that Re'iyah is in terms of the chibur to the Adam, like we saw in the Rambam last week in Halacha, that oyser and moifis are never ever fully satisfy a person. There's always doifi b'libay. Oysen amayfis is shmiya. A navi comes along and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyam Hashem, this and this. How do I know? Raya 1, Raya 2, Raya 3, Raya 4. These are all Haggadah Seidus of sorts. And the Rabbi Takav, the Lashon HaKadosh, puts down Nevuah as a type of Haggadah Seidus. So I got to say this in terms of the need to believe it and so on. So all of the all of the nisim and all of the rayas and all of the shmuels are good. In absolute terms, a person gets a lot more from it, but it never ever becomes completely his metzias. He always, his feeling is, this is the information I've got to act on. Am I absolutely positively sure it is like that? I have to act on this information. The Torah is such time. Edim, Seichel says that if I have a lot of proofs, it's probably true. And that's what I have to go by. But it's not really the way I'm toifis the metzias. That is the chisaron of Shmuel. When the Rambam says, what happened at Matan Torah? So again, the Lashon Yazov, the Rambam says, Einenu ra'inu v'loi zor, oznenu shaman of loy achas, akol medabe v'oyme moshe moshe, and so on. The transition of me being mekabel from someone else versus me personally experiencing is the difference between Shmiya to Re'iyah. That became Re'iyah. So in terms of fixing it as part of my metzias, Re'iyah is the only chush that really makes it part of my metzias. That is where. So in terms of the Gemara says that a person, a suma, is not saveya because he doesn't see what he's eating. A person gets a lot more food in. So if I ask you, this person is eating a gallon of food, and this person is eating a quart of food. Who has more food in him? The answer is Pasha, the one who has the gallon. Who is more aware of the food he's eating? Ksvia is a koyach nafshis. It's not, it's like it says, you know, Oichel Matmas Baruch B'meyav. Svia is talking about, when does the person say, enough, I've had enough. That's totally in chusha re'iyah. It's not how much food you stuffed in, it's your awareness of how much food you stuffed in. So if the person doesn't have the awareness of how much food he stuffed in, he's not as saveya as when he has it. That's why a suma is not as saveya as a seeing person, because he doesn't have re'iyah. So the koyach of re'iyah is the koyach of being mekasha something, the metzias to the person. Shmiya contains a lot more metzias, a lot more chachma, whatever it is, Shmiya can be koyled a lot more. Re'iyah is mekasha to the person. And that's the pshat in the pasuk, that shmua tova is tadashin etzim. That brings in, it adds metzias to the person. But me'oire nayim is mesameach the leiv. That's because it makes the person aware. So the shemeya has more, but the roya is a lot happier with what he has. He's a lot more enthused with what he has. Just like the mushel. Let's take a person who I dump 100 flowers on his table. He has 100 flowers. If I take a person and I show him in each flower, look at all the chachma and the yoifi and the reyach and everything. So even if he has one flower, his realization is a lot. The other one has it, but he's not aware of what he has. If the second person might have less, but his awareness to what he has is much bigger. He deheres what he has a lot more, and that's it. So you have two inyanim. You have Shmiya and Re'iya, and each one is a different tchuna. Each one accomplishes something else, and each one has its tafkid. When the pasuk speaks about Matan Torah, the pasuk says min haShemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashmiya his koil. That, like the pasuk we spoke about last week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ala Oretz Her Achas Isha Agodli Yasreka, the Re'iyah was an Oretz, the Shmiya was a Shemayim. In other words, in Matan Torah there was a Chelek, and we spoke last week about Lenasais, where things were above people's heads. That's the Shmiyas Koil Milamala. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us as HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a human being, which means we makabel the things like the Ramban says, "Im dinu nekablin." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it was very clear to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there were no sfeikis, and that's that. So we're makabel it. We have no choice. It's the emes, it's the pure emes, and we're makabel it. But ala oretz her acha, the eish agadol, he was mare ba'aretz. You know, it's things that came on the ground, and those things we have re'iyah. That is the two halakim of Har Sinai. So from Shemayim you get a higher form of Torah, and that's only with Shmia. And in Eretz you get Re'iyah. And even though it says Re'iyah Sakeilus, that's a separate Shmuz. But Shemayim and Har Sinai included two parts to it. The Tachlus of the Re'iyah, it says in Veschanes, Ata Horeisa Ladas Hashem Elokim Einoid Mulvadei. The Ata Horeisa is Ladas. Das, we always speak, is the form of knowledge that I'm certain about. Just like Das means Chibur in Bein Ish L'Isha, Vayeda as Chava, Das in its Chachma form is, it's those things that are certainty to me, the reality to me. If I hear information from other people, that's in a database, and it's reliable information, and I can rely on it, and I can act upon it, but it's not information that I live, am aware, or is part of me. The type of knowledge that's part and parcel of me, that's called das. And that becomes part of me, and you need re'iyah for that experience. Ata horeisa lo das was the tachlis of those things that were included in Re'iyah in Maamar Har Sinai. And that's why the Eish HaGadol is the Re'iyah, like it says that the Me'oir, it's called Me'oir Einayim. In other words, Oir is the Chelek that is Re'iyah, Shayach to Re'iyah, and that's Shayach to Re'iyah's Adam, that's Shayach to that Tchuna of Das. So we have two Chalakim in Matan Torah. There was a chelik of Matan Torah that was to give us the dinim as they are, absolute, be'etzem, min hashemayim. That's the Hashmoas Koil min hashemayim was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he is, kishla'atzmai kaviyachol, and the emes the way it is. And then there was on the Eretz, the Riyah on the Eretz, which was to give us the kesher and the chibur to those in Yanni. In Torah itself, we have two halakim. In other words, both of these halakim of Matan Torah reflect themselves in Torah itself. Torah itself has a chelek that's more shayach to the Shmias Koil, and that's what we would call Teres HaKosuf, Halacha Mashmi Sinai, the chelik of Torah that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's what you have to. And then there's the chelik of Torah that is shayach to our re'iyah, and that shtalzach tzu to our seichel. It's not the pshat, because that mishpatim are valid because we understand them. It's the other way around. Because the chelik of Torah that was given to us to be neschaba to it is it was mishpatim. That's why mishpatim are seicheldik, and that's why they belong to, they fit perfectly into seichel adam. Not because they sit well with us are they mitzvahs, but because since these are the mitzvahs that are meant to be mekasher and mechaba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, it's the chelik of Torah where there's a tfisa with the re'iyah. B'meila, that part of Torah has a chibur to our seichel. That's the way to understand the difference between mishpatim and the other chelik of Torah. So let's go back to the yonim we raised. Torah itself contains two chalakim in it. There's a chalak, the Maral says, we quote a chazal, it says that when Torah was, by Matan Torah, by the Luchas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding on to one part of it, Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on another part of it, and then there was a part in the middle. There was a tug of war. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take it back, and Moshe was schlepping it, so there was... So the Maral says that the pshat in that chazal is Baba Metziyadik. That Masha, the halacha is that whatever person is toifis, tachas yodai, is his. And whatever is not toifis is yachloiku. We see it as being both of theirs. So he says, in Torah there's a chelik that's kuloi tofus biyodash HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel, even now. There's a chelik that's tofus biyodash Moshe Rabbeinu. And then there's and b'meila, the middle part is shneim oichsim on it. So the chazal is the pshat in Torah itself. You have the interplay of three inyanim. You have the part that's tofus biyada kodesh baruch hu. That would be the chelak we would call halacha moshe mesinai k'zeis hakosov kach also b'machshavti. All the inyanim where the Torah says is mufka from havana. You have the chelak that's biyada shel moshe. That's the chelik of Mishpatim. That's kol kuloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the being done son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are they saying? What does Bez Nagadol say? And b'meila, on the entire Dev Torah, you have a matziv of that it's shayach to Hashem Oichsim, that everything is shayach to everybody. That's the process of Maral and Zerah. So the pshat in Mishpatim versus Torah is that it's the chelik of Torah that acts as the chibur to the rest. So we'll give a mashal. Just like when you have a train, each wagon has, besides its own properties, the seats and everything that it has in it, it has a place to snap it into the car in front of it, and a place to snap it into the car in back of it. There's a makam chibur ahead, and there's a makam chibur back. So Torah itself, the makam chibur that is Lamala, that's the Chelik HaTorah that belongs to Koil, to Dibur, and that's Kula B'yadav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Min HaShemayim Yishmeach Es Koilei. That's that part of it. The part that is Shayach to Adam, because it's meant to be Mischabet Adam, is the Mishpatim part. That's the Eish that it was Mare on the Oretz, and that's the Chelik that belongs to Re'iyah. Our Tfisa to that is called Re'iyah, that Tfisa. And the mile of it is that it's a part that can become the schabat adam. The rest of the Torah, it always stands apart from the person. It as much as he knows it's true, but he doesn't quite see it. The Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, when he speaks about all the things that they were roim as akolos, Rabbeinu Bechaya says that he was. Roinus Akoilus means, he says, Hasoga Chushis. There was a clear Tfisa. Then he gives the alternate pshat that maybe there was the Eish or the Kavod Anira, whatever else the Rishonim say. But the main pshat is anything which I experience is called Re'iyah. That which is first-hand experience in whatever format is called Re'iyah. The Re'ach that I smelled, the noise that I heard, the feelings I picked up, that's Pchinas Re'iyah. Everything else is Ishmiyah. That is the way, that's Pshat that Rebbe Nechai learns it all. So B'meila, over here by Matan Torah, we had Torah comes Zin Lefonel, Zin Lachreh. When you have the guards in the front and the guards in the back, the Pshat is, we're not talking about guards in terms of making sure nobody hurts the queen or kills the queen or whatever it is. That's not the type of entourage we're talking about. We're talking about the entourage of covet. So when a person is mechabit somebody who comes to him, when you go out to greet a guest that's coming, and then you malava him out. So the going out to greet the guest is l'chvoide of the guest, that I want to meet him. the levaya afterwards, the escort afterwards, is because I want to keep the chibur. In other words, I'm still holding on to you. The malchus, the faneha, is to be solel or derech lefaneha. The achareha is to hold on to the malchus afterwards as well. When a person leaves like a king, then it means that even after he left, I still have a tfisa in that metzias. It's the nekuda that remains after the etzem melech left. That's the nekuda of chibur. That's the zin lefaneh, zin lachareh. The world of mishpatim is the world of chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the chelek that becomes permanent in a person. That's the pshat in the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, I should teach it to him. So the Mechilta is giving dargis in how something becomes part of a person. The first darg is Hashmoas Koil. A person comes and hears a shir, didn't understand one word of it, but he just saw the Mara itself. That is, like it says, lama es ataf lama mevim by Hakel. There's an Indian to bring to they should see it. That is the most superficial kesha to a person. So he says, no, asha tulmidu. They have to learn it, meaning they have to at least have known it once. The third darga is learning it, and then vishinantam shiadvaran shanunim beficha, that the person is fluent in it. That's more part of a person. But kolzman it's gzeres hakosav dik. Kolzman, a person is an actor, and he was taught to repeat a poem in Latin, and he knows it fluently. He does it without missing a beat. The poem still has nothing to do with him, because I don't know. You know, I mean, those are the words. There's no chibur to the person. That even though the person can repeat it back and forth like a mizmah, it's like a tape recorder. Only when the person has a havana and a tfisa in the inyan, that's when you say that there's a chibur to the person. That's when you can say that there's a shaykh to the person. So on mishpatim specifically, all chalkei Torah parah aduma, you can never give for the tzibur with a tam, and b'meila there's not shaykh any chibur to parah aduma. But Mishpatim is the chelek of Torah that shayach most specifically to Adam, to Das Adam. That chelek has to be given to a person so that the person sees it, that it's emes. In other words, when a person has taimei hadvarim, when a person has the me'orei nayim, it says by Yohanesen that it was toyim from the dvash and oiru einov, and his eyes lit up. In other words, in the koyach of being toyim something that you like, that's orev, it creates a ha'ores einayim. That the Gemara says also by achzei bulmus, he ate until eiru einov. There's a person who is technically living, but is dispirited, we say he has dead eyes. You know, he was walking around, he was going through the motions, but there was not a spark of life in his eyes. Why? Because I didn't have my heart in it. A person doesn't have his heart in it. He's a zombie. He's doing something because he was told to do it, or because he's forced to do it. So you can't tell by his hands, by his feet. The only thing you can tell is there's no spark in his eyes. That is the ha'aras einayim, the ma'ore einayim of somebody who's got a chius in it, is when he dehears it, when he understands it, and so on. That is the ha'aras einayim. And that's what he told Moshe Rabbeinu. It has to be like a shulchan aruch lifneihem. Shulchan aruch lifneihem is a remez for the chazal that a suma is not saveya. I mean, eating, if I don't, the setting the table creates the visual part, which is the final chibur of the Adam to the thing itself. So Kishulcha Aruch Lefneim means Torah has to, especially the halakha of Torah Mishpatim, have to become a chelik of his re'iyah. And that's what the Mechilta says. The Mechilta says that without that chelik, you're lacking the ataharis ladas. Just like it says ataharis ladas, that Matan Torah finalized itself with re'iyah, the same thing here also, it has to finalize itself dafke with ashatasim lefnehem, that the time advarim have been included in it. It's interesting, Chachma Teva, again, with limited liability, it used to be thought that somebody who's thirsty has to drink a lot of water, and that's very important, obviously. If you're dehydrated, drink a lot of water. Over the recent decades, they found that adding a little sugar to it helps you absorb the water much better, and that's why all the formulas for dehydrated people have some amount of sugar to it. Again, without going into protein, without limited knowledge and limited statement, the chibur of a person to something that has tam and is much, much stronger than something that's tasteless. I mean, water that you pump into the body is water. Add some nekuda of tam to it, and the chibur becomes a much bigger chibur. The retention of it is much greater than without tam. So in Matan Torah, the Torah itself gave itself to halakim, and it requires two halakim. On the one hand, it requires, last week we spoke more about the other tzad, that a person can be meshayach himself to things beyond him. That's the shmir part of it. And that's why before Matan Torah, it was nasadik. After Matan Torah, according to those Rishonim, that the second passion Mishpatim is after Matan Torah, or even according to the other Rishonim, the way the Rav explains it, that it was a geiristika act, and it was a second chelik of Matan Torah. There's a chelik of Matan Torah that you say nasa, and then you say nasa v'nishma. Nishma in this case, as opposed to nasa, is the deherent component, as opposed to the doing. So nasa means you told me to do it, I have to do it. That's what you told me. Nishma means I understand it. In this case, the nishma, as compared to nasa, is like re'iyah to shmiyah. That chelik comes, and that's where the shinui happens in the person. In the nishma, in the nasa part, you told us to do it, we're going to do it. The geirus is something that happens mikoyach, the fact that the person understands it. The fact that the person understands it, it makes changes him. And that's why he becomes Yisrael. Mikoyach, the Torah that the person deheres, that's why, and the whole parsha of this, Vayechsu, even though it was sort of an avera, but it was, the direction was their tfisa, it was the makom of their tfisa Matan Torah. One of the inyanim that I would say the one of the big chidushim of the Olam HaYeshivas was what we call iyun. And the old surah of learning, where it used to be meshanein and to memorize and to get down the information. So iyun was a big shinui, and there was tarumis on it. I mean, there were critics of Reb Chaim's derech. There were critics. That obviously the mahalach of iyun takes away to some degree from yediyah. I mean, there's just a limited amount of time. And definitely one chelek of the iyun part is a chelek that helps you understand the halacha and the medama milsa lemilsa. In of the tools needed to be oimid on a correct halacha, knowledge is one very important part of it. But understanding how to use the knowledge and how to work with the knowledge and so on is very, very important. The critical skills and analytical skills and so on, integral skills, those are all very important tools. And when people make the taina and when they try to understand what are they doing in Eon, that's the usual teretz. It's, like I would say, it is an emes, but I don't think it's the emes. I think the emes is the tachlis of a yeshiva was a mokum Torah where people would become b'nei Torah, which means that the mitzvahs of Torah becomes very much part of their mitzvahs. You're talking about creating a person whose personality is Torahic personality. At his diagram, not talking about Gedolim, talking about even the Hamoyin Am, the transition was seen as from a place, there was a time when the outside, when the Nas alone was enough. The Torah is Emes, the Torah tells you to do this and this, you have to do this, and that's that. That's the way society worked, that's the way religions worked, that's the way Torah could work. And it was very clear, achrayas and obligation and chiyuvim were very clear musagim, and that's the way Torah was given over. It didn't need more than that. So I just have to know what to do. And if you're a big paisik, you'll have to know how to use the nyanim. But the understanding whether the world became better or worse makes no difference. Tachlis was that was no longer effective. Even if you're Meshanin and it becomes a Shenantam Levanecha and you can repeat it backwards and forwards, outside, inside, it still doesn't stick. And if it doesn't stick, it falls off completely. That's the Shinui. And B'meila, it was understood intuitively that the Talmud Torah would now have to be in a way where a person and the Torah become a kusher. Where there's a me'orei nayim that's meitiv leiv. That without the me'orei nayim being meitiv leiv, the shmur toiva would be rejected. True, shmur toiva dash etzim. If a person knows shulchan aruch, he knows the right things to do. But he will reject the shulchan aruch if it's not integrated in him. Just like a body rejects. So if as long as Torah and Klal Yisrael one and the same, it wasn't alien. This is what the Torah says, so I have to do. Whatever. We can't, unless we integrate things into our system, they get rejected. And b'meila, the focus had to be that there should be a re'iyah and a tfisa and an asaga in all chalki Torah. So a person has to understand when a person asks himself, what is, when have I reached satisfaction, iyun. What am I waiting for? What am I expecting? What's the goal in it? So there are mechanical pedagogical goals, you know, to you know how to take apart a sugya, to you know how to be medam milsa lemilsa, to you know how to ask the kashas, to give terutzim, and those are valid points. But on a panimiyistika oifin, what the difference is when you yourself deher the inyan, when you chew on a svara long enough, so that the svara makes sense to you. That when you chop the sugya, your eyes light up. When the tfisa and the tame advarim evoke the ha'aris einayim, that's when you're there. At that point, Torah became part of you. That's the shatosim v'necha. That's the kiyum of Torah. And the ve'elam mishpatim ma'elu misinai, this is misinai, what it means is Mishpatim is a tfisa in Sinai. Even though you're expected to know it and understand it and so on, with your own seichel, it will be mekasha you, a person who is amul be'emes in Torah. Last week we spoke about it on the flip side. The one sakan is, if I know it and I understand it and it's my knowledge, then l'chura, I become bigger and Torah becomes smaller. But the emes is not like that. This is part of the Mahalach of Torah, part of the entourage of Torah is that if the Torah is given, there's a Makom Tfisa as well. We escort Torah through Mishpatim, and Mishpatim gives us a Mahalach to hold on to it. And it's important to understand that's in everything. When a person, those moments of Hanah and satisfaction that a person has when he struggles to understand, a person goes over a Gemara again and pulls the Gemara, sits well. A person chews on the Svara again and again on the words of a Rishon till he gets to the hair, until he gets to the Svara. When a person is oimid on a Deher and Avedis Hashem, a deeper thought, a morale, a pasuk in Chumash with a depth, with its depth, the person, death, it's not just, the person says, well, it's a very enjoyable experience. It added enjoyment to my learning. Anyone who's had that satisfaction knows that that becomes, that's the atah reis ladas. When you argue with a person who's a maimon, or a person who's a talmid chacham, who's a ben Torah, so sometimes people have that gusha, you know, he doesn't have good arguments, it's not sophisticated, it's not logical, it's not this, it's not that. The reason is because a person himself thinks about things in ways that are important to him. So if somebody were to ask me about things that are not in my realm, if someone were to ask me facts about China, I need to read a lot about it, I need to sift the information, compare the information, and I'm done b'derech of weighing of shmur. I have many edim this way, many edim that way, and so on and so forth. And on those things, I will, if I've done my job, I will muster a lot of good arguments because I deherit shmiyadik only. I don't have any, so I'm going to have to prove it and buttress it with proofs and arguments and so on. But if someone were to ask me, how do I know that the street outside is called Arcola? Prove it. Did you look at the documents? Did you check it? Isn't that? I what do you mean? It's my experience. This is where I live. This is what I see. This is what I feel. Don't drain me a cup with that. The mile, it's sometimes a person who's there, it's because he's living it with re'iyah. A person who was toyim the tam teira in its form of re'iyah, of mishpat, of time advarim, he doesn't need the arguments anymore because it's part of his re'iyah. I'm not going to sit and argue with you whether it's day or not now. It's a dreikup. I don't, it's sophistry. It's not emes. It's a lot of times the inability of the person to make his point through shmia and edus and rayas is because he has re'iyah. It's because he's experiencing it. And that's the tachlis. Yes, when you need to speak to somebody on the outside who doesn't share that re'iyah experience, who never was toyim the tam dvash, that's meir zeinayim, then the person himself is has to muster the rayas and so on. That's the chelik of the rayas to somebody that's outside. But for himself, understanding why it is that he must muster rayas, why is it that he has to think about things that are so pushed to him, it's because his own kesher is a much deeper kesher. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah with Shmiya to start. It starts at Zeres HaKasav, but the chibur with the person is going to be with his tfisa. And that's why the burden to lig and learning, to be omel in it, to think about it, to break it apart with a seichel, until the seichel has a tfisa in it that is real, that's the chiyuv of mishpatim. Here for Torah is mishpatim, not because it's logical. The Torah gave it to us. The Torah gave it to us so that Torah becomes logical to us, so that we have a tfisa via the world of mishpatim into the world of kachim and tyrus as well. That's the nekudas chibur. That's the vav. That's mechaber elam mishpatim to the rest of Torah. And b'meila, a person has to understand the omel and the yegiya and the havana and the tfisa and the ha'aras einayim that he has in the chelik of Torah that's mishpat, that's the simchas aleiv that he's going to have in the rest of the Torah. Shabbos. Why not? But it could not. Sorry.